I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is our After Christmas podcast.
Yes, today is December 26th. We've officially 26th. Started our slump. That sad feeling you get when
Christmas
is over.
It's
all over, but hopefully we can, we're going to pick it back up. We're headed into the new year. We've got some exciting things to talk about today because we are going to hit the ground running with our growth plans for the new year.
Exactly. Ready, set, grow! So that's really what it is. That's what my post was this morning. Mm-hmm. Christmas is behind us. We're getting really, really close to 2019. Oh my goodness. I remember my first or second year working, which I know you weren't alive. More than half of our listeners weren't alive. But I was looking out at this date when I could retire that was like 2026 or 7, something like that. And I'm like, that is so far away. But it's not. And now that it's closer, I'm saying, I'm not going to retire.
I'm saying, you're not going to retire then.
No. I'm 57. I got at least 13 more years.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm thinking. So.
Wow. Well, I'm just, excited to see how many times I write 2018 on something when it's still 2019. So, if anyone wants to guess on that.
Yeah, well, we'll start a pool, right?
I mean, because I still think I'm writing 2017 occasionally.
Well.
But.
At least you're not writing 19 something because I still do that from time to time. I still think some of those cars built in 1981 are new. So, anyways.
They are not.
It was a very good year. That was the year I got married.
So aww.
It was a great year. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so, Christmas is behind us. And really, so what we're kicking off today is what will probably be a four-week series on growth. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that because things are changing so quickly, now more than ever, our personal growth is critical, so critical, that if we aren't growing, we're going to die. And I not physically, but professionally, you will not be able to keep up. It's just happening that quick. And so what I don't want people to think about is that, oh my goodness, this is terrible. No, I think it's a great opportunity. Because as things change, more opportunities present themselves. And one of the things that happens is that, since I talked about way, way, way back when I started my working career, everything in life was about goals. Mm-hmm. Graduate from high school. People know that I started out as a tradesman. Get my journeyman's papers. It was going to take me 4 years and 8,000 hours, and I got that done. And as I got older, I realized it isn't about goals. Goals are mile markers of life. Mm-hmm. We need to be have a growth mindset,
right,
so that every single day we're growing. And, the James Allen wrote in his book, As a Man Thinketh, people are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. Therefore, they remain bound. So what I really want to do in today's podcast is to, because we haven't really started the year yet, but to pique people's ideas, their interest to this thought of, where do I want to grow? You're a mom now with two kids. What are some of the changes that you've seen take place in your life since precious Lena came home?
Well, I've got twice as many people to take care of and in what feels like half the amount of time.
Sure. So your workload doubled.
Yeah. But the pay stayed the same. Wasn't that weird?
Right. Well, what they say? The rewards are out of this world.
Yes, they are. No, they truly are. I think luckily it's been a really smooth transition, but there have been, a few growing pains, like how to give, they're both very young. So like when they both want your attention at the same time, how to manage that. I have a little bit less time for myself and for my own growth and development. Come to a halt is not come to a halt, but just less
it presents
time.
Some challenges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And my reason for asking that, and we can revisit that later, but as we go through our life, there's all kinds of things that we need to learn about.
Mm-hmm.
I have aging parents.
Mm-hmm.
I have grandkids. I have kids that are, you know, what's it like? Well, one of the things, and I've talked about this, is, you know, what's it going to be like for my wife and I when our youngest son is finally gone? And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, when is he finally going to leave? But when he leaves, so much of our marriage has been focused on kids. So am I growing in the knowledge of what it means to be a good husband and make my wife continually feel as though she's the most important person in the world to me?
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn about that. You can learn, you can be learning about hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this in the past. This past year, my boys and I really got into bass fishing again.
Wow.
I used to catch fish all the time, and then I kind of stopped fishing, and they're into that. So my goal isn't really to say you've got to be focused on business type things or professional mm-hmm. things. My goal is to say you have to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the greatest gap in all the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Yep.
So people really need to become intentional about their growth. And so my goal in these four sessions will be to begin to lay out for our listeners what they might be able to do to establish a growth plan
mm-hmm.
for the year. And what we're going to do is we are going to have some links in the descriptions where people can actually download, let's say, a worksheet to help you, to help stimulate some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as Nike says, just do it.
Yep.
And that's the key. You've got to start, and you got to start today. Now mm-hmm. you're going to say, oh my goodness, he wants me to start. I want our listeners to start today.
And that could even be putting a calendar invite to yourself on your calendar saying that on Saturday, I'm sitting down to plan my goals.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
And since we know that we're going to be sitting down and planning our goals on Saturday, and it's Wednesday, if we're listening to it on the day it got released.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you reflected on last year?
Mm-hmm.
In our last podcast, I said that I had met with a coaching client, and I said to this individual, they commented that they had a great year. And I said, do you know why? And they kind of looked puzzled at me. And I said, if you don't know why you had a great year, you won't be able to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part, I believe, of growth, of our growth plan, needs to be reflection. And you know, this time between Christmas and New Year's is a real key time for me to do a lot of my reflection. I look at, you know, what did I do well? What went well? I want to do more of that. What didn't go well? I want to do less of that. You know, I want to try to reflect on some things that I learned. So maybe the first thing that I can share with all of our listeners is this, that your daily reflection questions are huge as part of your growth plan. And they simply are, what went well? What didn't go well? What did I learn? What will I change? And for me, I always put, what was the highlight of my day?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also have a reflection question that really has been very powerful for me. I think I started doing this, I don't know if I started before you went on maternity leave or not. Did I start before you went out? What am I feeling right now?
I think it was right before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been really powerful for me, because what I do is I start looking for patterns in my mood.
Mm-hmm.
So what is causing me to be up or down, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
And I can find scenarios that when this occurs, I better be careful, because this is going to be a problem if I don't address it. So that's mm-hmm. the kind of thing you can get from your reflection. So really, that's the first thing, a part of our growth plan would be to establish a routine of reflecting daily. Leo Biscaglia said, a life lived for tomorrow will always be a day away from, let me say that again, it's right in front of me. A life lived for tomorrow will always be a day away from being realized.
Mm-hmm.
So start today. Start focusing on today. That whole part about, you know, what was the highlight of my day is living in the moment. John Maxwell, in his book, 15 Invaluable Laws, one of his subtitles for one of the chapters is, life is now in session. Are you present?
Yeah.
That's a huge part of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Are you here? Are you ready? And what are you going to do to to make it happen. So don't overthink a growth plan, but be highly intentional about it. The law of intentionality really is law number one in the 15 invaluable laws. And it just says, I got to do it now. You know, there's, and you've probably heard me say this, the difference between a winner and a whiner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whiners wait until they feel like it to do it. Winners do it so they feel like it.
Right.
Stop whining and just start doing. Mm-hmm. So now I want to go back, Marissa, and revisit some of the changes that have taken place since your family got bigger. So what kind of changes have you had to make in your growth plan?
Well, I'd say, you know, kind of shifting where my focus can be right now.
Yep.
When you have a newborn, it, you know, really changes things. And so kind of taking a look at that and reconsidering priorities and time allocations and, you know, and where I'm growing. So I think I'd mentioned to you, while I'm not reading a lot of books for, you know, growth at work, I'm reading [S2] Yep. [S1] A lot more in two different areas. One, and just kind of like fun things that exercise my mind that I discuss with my book club. So that's kind of just [S2] Great. [S1] Like an exercise of my mind. And then the other topic is like more parenting related things, because that's what I need right now is some help with transitions with my [S2] Sure. [S1] Toddler, you know, getting her potty trained and getting her in a big girl bed and managing that drama between, you know, 2.5 and 3 years old.
Right.
And so that's where things have shifted for me a little bit. But I think by doing that, not only does it impact my life as a parent, but it can, you know, I feel like it does make you feel more confident as a person, which, you know, can only spill over, you know, good things. When good things spill exactly. over in your life, it impacts in other ways. I can feel better when I'm at work. I'm not so concerned about what's going on at home or, yes. you know, when they're at school, things like that.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. You know, you identified a shift that's taking place in your life
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you weren't able to be at Live to Lead this past October, but John talked about the shifts that mm-hmm. leaders make
mm-hmm.
that because life happens and, mm-hmm. and changes occur in markets and in economies. So you've been faced with a shift and now you are with a change. So you have to make a shift. And mm-hmm. I like how you're still cultivating your thought life,
mm-hmm.
even in something that is not necessarily focused on, work, if mm-hmm. I can call it that.
Right.
Because one of the things we need to realize is that when we are growing, we will always be outside of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't grow in your comfort zone.
Right. We don't if grow unless we get to a point that we're uncomfortable and we have to.
Exactly. And this was a quote that I heard today. The things that we appreciate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let me unpack that a little bit. The things that we appreciate, the things that we dwell on, that we focus on, actually have developed greater value.
Mm-hmm.
So if you appreciate learning, of any kind of learning, that will appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
It will become more priceless to you. The things that we depreciate, that we don't value, will even become of less value. So make mm-hmm. sure, you know, our listeners need to make sure that they're valuing this growth and they're valuing being outside of their comfort zone.
And putting your energy towards those things that you want right. to appreciate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something that I actually say frequently. The things that you give energy to, you give life to,
mm-hmm.
whether it's bad or good.
Yep.
So appreciate this learning experience. And Deborah Searle said at Live to Lead, she said, you know, you have to figure out when you're outside your comfort zones, what things in there you can control. And by working on that, that all of a sudden becomes a new comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So this growth piece is huge there. There was another quote that I shared with you before we started that I heard in a podcast. Don't allow what you don't know how to do today keep you from what you can be doing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
too many of us, too much of my life. What I didn't know today, I just determined to be what would control tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, like a very elementary level, that makes complete sense. Like,
yeah,
one day you did not know how to tie your shoes.
Right.
And then one day you did. You know, one day you didn't know how to ride a bike. And then you did. You have to continue that mindset. You don't get to a point when you're like 10 years old where you're like, I know how to do everything in life now.
Right. Right. Here was another quote that I pulled out of this podcast. If you don't feel like growing, it's because you have low expectations for yourself. Ouch. Now, I know that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, but if we don't feel like growing, it's because we don't think we're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and remember, you know, I want all of our listeners to remember, people don't pay for average.
Mm-hmm.
They only pay for excellence. So if you want to improve your life, if you know, like what James Allen talked about, people want to improve their circumstances, but they don't want to improve their themselves. Another one that I thought was a little bit tough, maybe not as tough as low expectations, but if you don't feel like growing, it's because you stop dreaming about a better future.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And if we stop dreaming, what's the point?
Yeah. I mean, I think that one specifically hurts when you think about the limits that you may have put on your family.
Right.
You know, like, oh, you know, we'll always be living paycheck to paycheck. Or
right.
I'll never get my student loans paid off. Or I'll never be able to send my kids to you know, this certain college or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like you've quit dreaming. And so.
Right.
Why would?
I'll never have that marriage that I want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean you won't? Mm-hmm. And it's not about switching out the spouse, because the problem is probably not them. It's probably me, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, but if I really want to grow in that, and you and I, before we hit record, so to speak, sometimes I think people would get a lot out of the conversations we have before we start recording.
We need a behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. You know, but we talked about Rachel Hollis,
mm-hmm.
who you noticed that she was in West Palm when I was down there.
Yeah.
And I don't think you and I haven't talked about Rachel Hollis.
No, but I just saw that you guys were there at the same time.
Yeah. So we were not only in West Palm at the same time, we were at the same venue.
Mm-hmm.
So she was giving a talk at a training that I was at with John Maxwell. And she said that she was, you know, she grew up very, very poor, came from a broken home. And she said, her dream was, I'm not going to give that same life to my kids,
mm-hmm.
and my husband. And so, and she made a statement, and I hope I get it right, but she said, in an era where information is so accessible and so free, your ignorance is a personal choice.
It's so true.
And so she gets all, and she goes, now I'm going to give you the secret. I'm going to tell you exactly where you get all the information. Okay, everybody get a pen. Write this down. G-O-O-G-L-E. Google. You know, and it's true.
It
you
is.
You can learn just about anything if you do a search.
I fixed my dryer recently.
Wow.
Because I Googled it and landed myself on YouTube. So you really can.
Yes.
If I can fix my dryer on Google.
Yeah. I Google it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I click on videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watch somebody do it. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. You can learn just about anything mm-hmm. by doing that.
And luckily, I think that the incoming generation really does understand that. Right now, I think we've got kind of like a split population. You just based on generations of like,
right,
who would even think, you know, like my dad will tell me like, oh, I didn't even think to Google that. Whereas for me, it's like, I didn't even think to not Google it.
Right. Yes. And you know, thankfully, I think I've made that shift where the first thing I do is I just do a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't figured the answer out to this one. So if somebody has a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica,
mm-hmm.
and the middle seat headrest won't go back up, won't stay up after you stow the seat, please send me an email. because right now I got that issue. And I did a quick search last night and I didn't see anything about it. But those are the type of things you can find out. Mm-hmm. You know, you could probably Google how to get rid of your cough. But...
I know. I'm sorry, everyone.
That's all right. Hey, they at least they're not listening to both of us hacking into the microphone.
True.
Which is typically what we did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting back to our theme here about growth, that I have a bunch of things highlighted here in my book. The greatest danger you face in this moment is the idea that you will make intentional growth a priority later. Mm-hmm. Let me read that again. The greatest danger you face in this moment is the idea that you will make intentional growth a priority later. The word later is a dream killer. Mm-hmm. So the key for us is we're looking at this growth journey. And next week, I'll give you some real specifics about how, you know, what we need to do to truly implement to structure and implement our growth plan. But the first part that they got to start, that all of our listeners need to start with today is, today we're making the beginning. Today we're going to start the reflection. And you know, you got to look back at 2018. What went well? What didn't go well? What did you learn? What are you going to change? And if you begin to make a list of what went well, then we can work on a plan of how do we get better at that. Mm-hmm. What didn't go well? Then we have to look at, is this something that we want to grow in, or is it something that we want to hire someone to do, so to speak? Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things that I'll never be good at. There's no point in me trying to be good at it. It's not me. Mm-hmm. It's out of my strength zone type of thing.
Yep.
But really that reflection question becomes so huge. Just to give folks some ideas, Marissa, is like, where can people get information today? Where can they, you know, like if I use Audible, so one a part of my annual growth plan is to mm-hmm. listen to / read 12 books a year mm-hmm. and glean learnings from it. But what if somebody doesn't have the money for the $14 a month for the Audible subscription?
I am.
What can they do?
I am your girl for that question. Because I don't do Audible, but what I do is I am a member of the library.
Yep.
And as a taxpayer, everyone should just join the library because you are paying yes. taxes to have those libraries. And we have a great system yep. here in Onondaga County. So that you can get electronic resources right from your library, including ebooks and audiobooks.
Okay.
Or regular books from the library. I know the Onondaga County Library System and probably other libraries too have free subscriptions to lynda.com, LYNDA, which okay. has all kinds of learning things on there, all different topics where you can grow that way. So if you're someone who doesn't necessarily like to read or listen, but would rather have like that visual, mm-hmm. you know, digital learning experience, you can do that.
Okay.
I got so excited about the library that I think I forgot half your question.
Well, you know, like
resources. Right?
Yeah. Where? How okay. do we get the tools we need to grow?
I mean, I find a lot of things on Instagram, like a lot of useful accounts. So, like,
sure.
I like to find toddler activities. I found a really awesome account on Instagram, and she has a website and. I frequent that to learn how to do developmentally appropriate things with my toddler.
Okay, super.
Where else can you find? I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money or time finding these resources.
Yeah.
I think that's the important thing is like, don't feel like you have to run out to Barnes & Noble and spend, you know, several hundred dollars just to get better at something or to learn something. Obviously,
right.
it's great to support Barnes & Noble. I love our do at Barnes & Noble. But that's not always the answer. There are so many other ways. I think talking about your growth and your growth plan with other yes. people who have a similar mindset is invaluable. It's priceless. That can help you move the needle in so many ways and keep you on track. Maybe even having like an accountability partner, someone you meet with
yep.
every month and talk things over or talk on the phone.
Perfect.
Those are all some.
That's great.
It's a lot of information, but.
That's awesome. And, you know, if you can put some thoughts down and you send that to me, I will put that in that. So what one of the things we're starting with this series, and we won't do it with all of our podcasts, but when there's when we're really doing a teaching podcast, we're going to have a download that our listeners can go to. And we'll put all that information in the and a link in the show notes, but that they can go and download the resources for that episode. And if you give me that, get me that, I'll put that into that that resource sheet.
Yeah.
Because I think this could be really. I can't wait to see some of the things that you've got there. I know for me, there's certain people that I follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. There's certain people that I follow on Twitter. I'm not interested in the gossip. I'm not interested in entertainers. I do have some political things that I follow just, you know, because I'm interested in politics and government and things like that. But other than that, it's all personal growth and development folks that I follow. Because you get it daily.
Yes, I've learned so much.
You know, the podcasts, the quotes that I shared with the listeners today came from the John Maxwell Leadership Podcast, which is fairly new. It's only been out for a few months.
Yeah.
And they're all there. Wow.
So I know we're running long. So I just think maybe we should end this episode with just some like a few key action items to keep the ball moving here.
Yes. So the first action item, make that commitment to grow and share it with somebody today. Get that accountability piece going and start with your reflection. Look back at this. So that's the intentionality piece. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to start today. I'm going to get the accountability partner. Put time on your calendar before you get back to the first, January 1st, which once we get to the second, we're all back at work. So just if you could hone out or carve out an hour, get a cup of coffee and sit down and think back on 2018. What were things that went really well? And what were some things that you might have learned? And that's going to, and then, especially if you have, you know, a significant other in your life, somebody, you know, a parent, whoever it might be, a good friend, dream. What do you want to accomplish in 2019? And that might be a good spot. I don't want to give people too much, but what would you like 2019 to look like? You know, and ask yourself those questions, you know, am I settling for what is?
Yep.
Or and if the answer to that is yes, you've lost the desire to grow because you have very low expectations of yourself. And if that's the case, you know, go back and listen. I'm sure there were some podcasts where we talked about affirmations. You got to have a better view of yourself type of thing. But those would be the ones I would think of. Anything you can think of?
No, I think that's a really good, you know, attainable place to start.
Yeah, because I like to start small. I'm not a big deal kind of person. No. Start small, build momentum. Law number 16, the law of Big Mo, and get it going.
Yep.
Wow. So if I don't see you, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners, too.
Yes. And it is going to be an amazing year. And I really want, you know, for our folks, if they haven't given us a review or liked it, please go to iTunes or Google Play, write us a review, whatever you need to do, that type of thing. This is going to be a great year for the next page because I think we're going to be getting content into the hands of our listeners that can really make a difference in their life.
Yep. We're really excited for that.
Exactly. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
This was The Next Page.